place it. Men at a certain time they receive joyfulness,
happiness.
Men at a certain time, certain place, they also receive happiness. People at a certain event, they receive happiness.
但是在, 啊, 基督徒的, 所讲的喜乐呢, 是在每一天的生活里头。
But the happiness is the joyfulness is what Christian has mentioned.
在每一天的生活里头。
In every day.
啊, 在很多的谈话里头, 就充满着喜乐。
Also in the conversation, receive. Much of joyfulness.
所以不一定要在特定的场合, 啊, 或者时间。
So it does not, it's not necessary in certain place or certain time.
所以喜乐就在我们每一天的生活里头。
So joyfulness is in our daily life.
所以基督徒的生活就是喜乐的, 啊, 得到喜乐的秘诀。
And joyfulness, Christian life is the secret of joyfulness.
那基督徒过怎样的生活呢?
And what kind of life is Christian in?
请看以弗所书第四章。
Please refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of calling you have received.
这里说，我们的生活，我们行事为人，要跟蒙召的恩相称。
And right here it says a life worthy of calling that you have received.
所以这就告诉我们说，我们的生活跟别人、跟世界上的人是有分别的。
Which means that the life that we're in is different from the life in the world.
世界上的人, 啊, 他们可能不读圣经。
People in the world perhaps they don't read Bible.
但是在我们周遭的人, 啊, 他们却读着。 我们每一天的生活,
but the people in our surrounding, they read the life.
我读我们每一天的生活.
Read the life that we have every day.
甚至他们是很仔细的在观察我们的生活.
And they even observe our life in little details.
他们最容易发现的就是我们在生活里头有平安有喜乐.
And what they have easily discovered is that in our life has peace and also have joyfulness.
尤其当我们过着基督徒的生活。
Especially that we are in a Christian life.
有很多的力量会影响我们的生活。
There are many forces that influence our life.
那特别我要提起两种的力量。
I would like to share about these two forces.
那也就是说在我们的生活里头我们有两种选择。
Which means that in our life we have two choices.
看我们选择要受哪一种力量来影响我们。
And it's our choice to pick which force which that can influence our life.
第一种力量就是神的力量。
First force is from God.
第二种力量就是这个世界的力量。
And another force is from this world.
我们的神, 啊, 他是圣洁的神。
Our God, He's a holy God.
所以我们的言语行为也应该是圣洁的。
So whatever we do, our action and our conversation is always holy.
所以保罗提到说我们要从这个世界上出来。
That's why Paul was telling us that we should come out from this world.
啊，就是啊，昨天下午啊，这个聚会当中我们所也有提到的三个力量。
As yesterday, there was a topic has talked about these three different forces or power.
啊，就是肉体的情欲。
Which is a flesh of lust of flesh.
啊，眼目的情欲。
Lust of eyes.
啊，今生的骄傲。
Life of pride.
我们要从这样的世界里头出来。
We have to come out from this kind of world.
啊，那我们要常常思想上面的事情。
And we also have to pondering on what's above.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Please refer to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章第二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on things above.Not on earthly things.
我们要常常思想那看不见而存在的事情。
We always have to, have to put our mind on, what's not on the earth.
我们虽然看不见，但是它存在。
Even though we can't see it, but then it exists.
上面的事就是属灵的事。
What's above is spiritual.
上面的事就是天国的事。
What's above is things that are in heaven.
上面的事就是神国的事。
What's above is God's kingdom.
也就是教会的事。
It's also things that's about church.
我们常常想到教会，想到教会的弟兄姐妹。
We always put our mind in our church, in our brothers and sisters.
我们就很自然的过着一个基督徒的生活。
And naturally, we'll become having a Christian life.
那我们过着效法主耶稣基督的生活。
And we'll imitate a life of Jesus Christ.
那第二个力量就是这个世界的力量。
And second force is from this world.
这个世界一直想要让我们跟他一样。
And this world wants us to become like them.
这个世界一直想要改变我们。
And this world always wants to change us.
这个世界一直要使我们跟着他走。
This world always wants us to follow them.
这个力量也很大。
And this force is really great.
所以少数的基督徒他的生活已经跟这个世界没有什么分别。
So there are a few Christians, they're just like in the world and there's no difference.
所以只能够在他生活里头看到所谓的快乐，而看不到喜乐。
And so what they can see in their life is only happiness, but they cannot see the joyfulness.
这两个力量都是很真实的存在我们的生活里头。
These two forces are surely exist in our life.
所以我们也很容易就变成有双重的生活形式。
And it's easily that we have these two type of life in our life.
我们来到教会，我们有一种生活的形式。
When we come to church, we have a certain lifestyle.
当我们走出了会堂，我们就好像脱下了基督徒的这个袍子。
And as we leave this church, it's like we take off the clothes of Christ.
我们的一些人性的软弱。缺点跟别人没有什么两样。
What are lacking in our weakness is no difference from other people in the world.
甚至有时候我们还会比世上的人还要不好。
We may even become worse than the people that are in the world.
这样子我们不但伤害自己，我们会伤害别人。
So which means that we may hurt ourselves and we may even hurt others.
因为我们过着这种双重的生活形态。
Because we are living in two different type of life.
那这样的生活里头也不会有喜乐。
And this type of life will not receive joyfulness.
所以我们如果说我们是基督徒，那我们应该要 拥有基督徒的 那些特性。
So if we are Christian, we must have hold these Christian characters.
我们活在神给我们的应许当中。
We live in the promise of God.
照着主耶稣告诉我们的，我们先求神的国跟神的义。
What the teaching in the Bible that we always seek for God's kingdom and his righteousness.
这样子我们才能够成为主耶稣的见证。
And that way we may become the witness of God.
我们所做的事情总是要为了神的荣耀。
Whatever we do for God's glory.
我们总是很愿意顺服圣灵的带领。
And we always be obedient with guidance of Holy Spirit.
在我们的生活当中就没有那些不必要的忧虑焦急。
So in our life that we have no need for these kind of worriness.
我们请看马太福音十一章。
Please refer to Book of Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，你们就必得享安息。十一章二十九节。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
三十节，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们将我们的重担来交给主耶稣。
So we take off our yoke and burden, give it to our Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣所给我们的是轻省的担子。
And what he has gave us is a burden, The burden is really light.
所以我们总是能够得享安息。
And so we can always receive peace.
那我们常常留意着神的带领跟神圣灵的感动。
And we always pay attention on our God's guidance and also what's moving our heart with Holy Spirit.
那我们随时都准备好。去回应。
And we are always be ready to reflect.
虽然是小小的事情，我们很实在的、很努力的去做。
Even though it's a small thing, but we work very hard for these things.
从这些小小的事情上面，我们就再一次的体验到神的爱、神的伟大。
Just for by these little things, we can experience.God's love and God's greatness.
神都不会忽略了我们所为他做的任何一件小小的事情。
God does not overlook what we do for God, all the little things.
有一个人他奉献了五个饼两条鱼。
There's a man that has offering five bread and two fish.
那圣经记载说这是一个小孩子。
And in the Bible it has mentioned it's a little boy.
那主耶稣纪念他。
And God Lord Jesus Christ remembered him.
不但这个小孩，在场的众人都看到主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的能力。
Not just this little boy and all the people in this all the people has also seen. The love of Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus, the mightiness of Jesus Christ.
我们过着一个能够蒙神纪念的生活。
So we live in a life that God can remember us.
我们请看创世纪第八章。
Please refer to Book of Genesis, chapter 8.
创世纪第八章第一节。
Genesis chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节说神纪念挪亚。
Verse 1 has mentioned that God remembered Noah.
挪亚是一个蒙神纪念的人。
Noah is a man that God remembered.
哦，所以在他的生活里头就有神的，啊，神的，神的，神的同在。
So in his life, there's God's abundance.
哦，在他生活里头就有神的爱。
In his life, there's a love of God.
哦，在他生活里头就有神的能力，神的作为。
In his life, there's also work of God and yeah.
哦，那为什么神纪念挪亚？
And why does God remember Noah?
哦，因为挪亚跟神同行。
Because Noah walked with God.
哦，就是挪亚走在神的道路当中。
Noah is walking on the path of God.
哦，挪亚走在神的教训当中。
Noah is walking on the teaching of God.
哦，所以一直到今天，我们都可以看到。啊，挪亚所留给我们美好的榜样。
So after this, up to today, that we still can see the good example that Noah has give to us.
哦，在那个洪水当中，他有平安。
In the great flood, that he has received peace.
哦，一个人有平安，就会有喜乐。
A man with peace, also comes along with joyfulness.
哦，所以什么是喜乐之道？
So what is joyfulness?
好，如何哈？这个我们题目哈是
Secret of joyfulness.
哦，就是过着基督徒的生活，这个就是喜乐之道。
And it's living a Christian life. That's a secret life of joyfulness. Joyful life.
哦，所以，它是一个公开的秘密。
And so this secret is actually out on public.
哦，所以每一个古圣徒他们都知道这个秘密。
So all the ancient apostles they all know these secrets.
哦，每一个有喜乐的基督徒他们都知道这个秘密。
All the joy, all the Christian that has joyfulness that they all know these.Secrets.
就是走在神的道理当中，就会有喜乐。
So walk on the path of God, and you will receive joyfulness.
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
So that we are now we're going to pray.
这个喜乐之道啊，还有另外一个。
This joyfulness of the secret of a joyful life.
我们请看罗马书十。第十四章
Please turn to Book of Rome, Chapter 14.
罗马书十四章
Book of Rome, Chapter 14.
十七节
Verse 17.
十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not the matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到圣灵中的喜乐。
Right here, it has mentioned joy in the Holy Spirit.
也可以说就是祷告中的喜乐。
Which also can say that it's joy in the prayer.
祷告也是得着喜乐的一个方法。
In your prayer, it's also a way where you can receive joyfulness.
这就是为什么这么多的弟兄姐妹他们很喜欢祷告。
And that's why there are many brothers and sisters likes to pray.
这种喜乐啊，是容易看见，但是有时候你很难去解释。
This kind of joyfulness that you can see, but then it's hard to explain.
人家问你说你为什么那么喜乐？
People ask you, why are you so joyful?
我也说不上来，但是我就是充满着喜乐。
I don't know, but all I know is that I'm full of joyfulness.
祷告就是常常带给人这一种说不出来的喜乐。
In prayer, oftentimes comes along with these joyfulness.
有人在祷告当中，他觉得说，我就天国就像这样子。天国就像这样子。
There are people saying that when they're praying, they feel that that's how the God's kingdom is like.
天国你很难 去描述。
It's hard to explain about heaven.
但是在祷告里头，你可以感觉到天国就像这样子。
But in your prayer, you can feel this is what heaven is like.
是什么样子呢？就是心中充满着喜乐。
What is it like? Is that your heart is filled with joyfulness.
我们现在一起来祷告。我们求主耶稣帮助我们过着一个基督徒的生活。
We're going to pray together now and ask God to guide us to live in the life of Christ.
也求主耶稣祝福我们的祷告，让我们能够尝到这个圣灵中的喜乐，祷告中的喜乐。
And I ask God to also have in our prayer that allow us to receive the joyfulness from Him.
好，我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
Please come forward to pray.